Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome. It is the Thursday, April 23rd edition of Talk Back. Talk Back this morning brought to you by our great sponsors, which include Gomer's Diesel Incorporated. Diesel repair parts and service in Missoula. Call Gomer's Diesel. Again, these are all 406 numbers, 728-7620 for Gomer's Diesel. Busy Bees Cleaning Service, commercial cleaning you can trust. Call Busy Bees. Get the job done right. For a free estimate, call 550-3219. Bruckner's Truck and Equipment, heavy duty truck sales, parts and service. Their number 541-9097 for Bruckner's. Quality Seamless Gutters of Montana, expert gutter installation and repair. Call Quality Seamless Gutters for a free quote, 728-4002, and by Y West Storage, where you'll find secure, flexible self-storage in Missoula. To preserve your unit, call Y West at 510-0590. Well, good morning. Welcome to an hour of open phones here on Talk Back this morning. So what we want to talk about, whatever you want to talk about. That's what open phones is all about. I'm Peter Christian. That is Mr. Nick Christensen over there. Mr. Nick, good morning.
Good morning. A little update for our listeners. I know we mentioned that we were going to be going statewide, hopefully starting on Monday, but that will now be pushed to Wednesday, is what I'm being told. Tentatively, hopefully that Wednesday. For those of you that are obviously local listeners, not a lot's going to change, but those of you that are kind of tuning in to listen to get a kind of preview of the show before it maybe switches over, it'll be around Wednesday is the plan. So
well,
there you go.
Yeah, and of course a lot of it has to do with yours truly because I'm getting nervous. No, I'm just kidding.
I wish that was all it was. Yeah, no. A lot of moving parts to get a lot of stuff done.
You better believe it. Well, we've got calls already coming in. It's open phones, by the way, for this first hour, and we'd love to visit with you. And then Dr. Al Olszewski, Republican candidate for the Montana Western District U.S. House seat, is going to be joining us from 9 to 10, taking your phone calls, answering your questions. But right now, we already have a caller on the line. It is Nancy. Nancy, good morning and welcome. Happy Thursday to you.
Same to you, Peter, and morning glory to everyone. I just want to mention this redistricting vote in Virginia that's being challenged by a judge saying it's unconstitutional. But, you know, I thought something was very strange from the beginning. Because in Virginia, the Republicans are about 48% of the vote, and Democrats 52% of the vote in the state. And the election was so close; it was like 49% Republican and 51% Democrat. But the Republicans are actually winning against this redistricting vote, and all of a sudden, there was a tremendous flow of mail-in ballots that came in, and they think there may be fraud involved, similar to what happened in the 2020 election, you know, presidential election. So Barack Obama is a curious figure in all this. He is a rogue president. There's more and more evidence coming out against him.
Well, he does seem to keep popping up, doesn't he?
And very corrupt. And he's got this Hakeem Jeffries, another shadowy figure, who's just drooling at the mouth to be a Speaker of the House and replace Mike Johnson, who's doing an excellent job. I just love that guy. But it's a shame any of this is going on in our country to begin with, Peter. I mean, you and I grew up when it was pretty normal. And I can understand why the younger generation is so hesitant or so anti-American, because they see and hear all this. And so I'm hoping they get to the bottom of this. And but it is just a tragedy for the whole country.
All right, well, thank you so much for your call, kicking things off for us. We sure appreciate it. We're coming up on a commercial break, and Dave is waiting to respond or to talk about whatever he'd like to talk about. That's what Open Phones is all about. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call, 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Thanks for joining us on this Thursday, April 28th edition of Talk Back. We'll return right after this. Okay, we're back. This is Talk Back. 721-1290 is our number. Folks are already waiting on the line to comment, so let's get Dave on first. Dave, go ahead, please. What's on your mind, please?
Yeah, I have three issues here. But first of all, I think our government has gone a little crazy here. I hear from the Iran war that we're in no hurry to change anything. We want to punish Iran for and destroy their economy economically. But then on the state, right away after that, the very next breath, they say, we don't want Iran to stretch this out. And that seems like a contradiction. And then there's I guess we're turning socialist, because now I guess Trump wants to buy an air in the, what do you call it, Spirit Airline.
Okay.
And our taxpayers are going to become owners of a Spirit Airline, and that's very socialistic in my mind. But my third issue is there's 1,000 Afghanis that helped us fight in Afghanistan, and they're stuck on a military base in the Middle East, and our government wants to ship them off to Africa. And, you know, we owe them. We owe them the right to come to the United States and become citizens. They risk their lives for us. And that's, if we treat them bad and send them to Africa, I mean, that sends a message to the world not to help us.
Is there, now please forgive me, but is there really a plan to send them to Africa rather than allow them to come to emigrate and become citizens of this country?
Right, there is. They've been delaying it for a long time, over several years. And what they're doing is they're making it so tough in their little tents that the people will decide, yes, we want to escape these tents and move anywhere. So Africa is where they want to send them, and they're just kind of delaying the issue, holding them there, and until they finally give up and say, yes, we'll go to Africa rather than live in these tents.
Wow. That is, well, thanks for letting us know. I appreciate that. Thanks for the call.
Sure.
All right. Catherine is standing by. Catherine, good morning. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, just a quick question. Now that the fishing show and hunting show has moved over to a different radio station, are you going to expand TalkBack on Fridays?
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, we'll be back to 2 hours tomorrow. Yep.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, there you go. a little programming change there.
Yeah, and for folks that didn't hear that ad, yeah, Catching the Big Ones is moving to KGRZ, our sports station. So it'll be on at the same time, 8 to 9 over there. And we'll be back to 2 hours here locally from 8 to 10.
Yeah, Catching the Big Ones and Hunter's Breakfast, because there are two separate shows. One's a fishing show and one is a hunting show. And that continuity will continue simply, as Nick just said, over on KGRZ 1450. So there you go. All right, 721-1290 is our number, 1-800-568-5309. It is open phones, ladies and gentlemen. So if there's something on your mind, we'd love to talk about it with you. And again, as we look forward to the 9 o'clock hour, Dr. Alashevsky is going to be joining us. He's a Republican candidate for the Montana Western District U.S. House seat. And he happens to be running against our radio guy, Aaron Flint. So that's going to be interesting.
And Christy Jacobson.
And that's right. And Christy Jacobson. Yeah, right. Yeah. Unfortunately, Christy did not show up to a debate. Evidently, she had other things to do. But Dr. Al and Aaron did have a debate. I think it was just last night. So,
and Christy will be on this show. Same with Dr. Al and same with Aaron. They're all scheduled for next month. So
fantastic. And that's what it's all about. Nick, thanks for taking care of that for us, because one of the things that we like to do is to make these people available for you to ask them questions, because even though they may have, you know, stand-up meetings and that sort of thing, it's very difficult for most of our listeners to travel to wherever they're going to be. But when they're on the radio with us, they are very accessible, and they want to hear from you. They want to talk with you. Because, after all, they want to get elected, and that's the best way to do it, is to communicate with the constituency. So, again, Dr. Al will be with us in the 9 o'clock hour. We're looking forward to that. So,
and again, if you miss any shows,
yes,
all of our shows are podcasted, so anywhere you get podcasts or like to download those, just search TalkBack KGVO, and we should pop right up. And yeah, you can listen to any of our past shows there.
Well, I understand that that Dr. Al and Aaron Flynn did square off in a debate. I believe it was Tuesday of this week. So we'll be looking forward to hearing more about that. But we do have Jeff standing by. Jeff, good morning, sir. You are on Talkback. Please go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Montana. Yeah, I came across this little article. I thought it was interesting when we think about how bad our lives are. Not really long, so I'm just going to read it. When I was a child, my father cheated on my mom. Later, my parents divorced. Soon after, my mom died in a car accident. My brother and I could only live in my grandma's old house. Grandma's sister was an alcoholic. The whole family lived on grandma's savings, and grandma recently died. My uncle Andy is barely keeping himself out of jail from day to day. My brother left home and won't talk to us anymore. Dad, now 74, had to go out to work to support the family, and eventually he's going to want me to do the same. Yours sincerely, Prince William.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's
I thought that kind of precious. It's you know, where you stand depends on where you sit, you know. The Royal Family of England has got a whole bunch of issues, but
Well, times are tough in the land of plenty, I guess. I don't know what to tell you. When you started that out, right? That whole scenario out, you were actually describing me. That's how I grew up. You know, with a broken home and all that kind of stuff, moving all over the place. You know, it was not pleasant and it wasn't fun, but God had his hand on my shoulder the whole way, and here we are. So, yeah.
Yep.
And
maybe you need to do a DNA check. There might be a lineage thing there. You might have some access to resources you didn't know about.
Well, I would have to check my background, find out if that is true, and if it is, I'll have to change the way I speak. So anyway,
there you go. I just thought it'd be good to have a little levity in a Thursday morning.
So. Sounds good, Jeff. Always a pleasure to hear from you. Well, we're coming up on a break. 721-1290 is our number. 1-800-568-5309. In case you didn't know, this is Open Phones. That means whatever you'd like to talk about, that's what we'd like to talk about. And we'd love to hear from you coming right up after the break. Hey, it's Open Phones. 721-1290 is our number. Welcome back to TalkBack. Peter Christian here. Nick Christensen is right over there waiting to take your phone calls about whatever you'd like to talk about. In lieu of calls, though, I just got this update from the wonderful folks at the National Weather Service. I was kind of hoping, you know, a couple of days this week we had beautiful sunshine. It was warm. It was lovely. And now it looks like that's all changing. It says here, the axis of moisture. Sounds like a band. The axis of moisture is generally I-90 south. The snow levels are going to be falling to about 1,500 feet, so wear a hat if you're that tall. Temperatures will be falling into the 20s with light easterly winds combined with intense snow showers that could overcome ground warmth. They said that surfaces could become slick, especially in the higher elevations like Evero Hill, places like that. So if you're going to be traveling, I know probably 99% of us have already gotten our snow tires off, but if you're going to be heading into an area where there is going to be snow or ice or whatever, I just encourage you to really, really be careful. Take your time, go slow, keep a lot of distance between you and the person in front of you. You know, just all that stuff you learned in driver's ed. So anyway, keep that in mind. We have Skip on the line. Skip, good morning, sir. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please.
Oh, thank you, Peter. I just wanted to kind of report that because yesterday I think I said that there was, or 2 days ago, there was going to be a forum of candidates, which we had last night down here in Hamilton at the fairgrounds. And it was all the Republican and the Democrat candidates for the state offices and the local offices. Like,
right.
Like commissioner and 43 for senator and 86 and 85 for representative. And you're somebody that I think you know, Steve Fullerton, he was
He was the MC for the program.
Oh, Steve, I miss Steve. Yeah, I haven't talked to him for a long time. How's he doing?
He's still hiding out down here in Hamilton, and so it was enjoyable. It was informational and educational. The questions, whoever made them up, to me, that's one of the essences of having a forum, is questions that have a point to something. And he did a great job, but the questions themselves, whoever makes them up, they were good questions, and they tested the real knowledge to a degree enough that people could separate the candidates. I'll put it like that.
So, was there anybody that stood out to you in that debate? Because I know you're very very up to date on what's going on politically, especially in the Bitterroot Valley.
Yes, I think I'll answer something like that as time goes on, because there were three points that I was pleased with, those that I would certainly want as my representatives and senators, who I think were more knowledgeable about specifics in bills and things like that that happened in our last couple of sessions, because there's so much of a foolishness, I'll say, that goes on the floor when bills are being read and buttons are being pushed as to who voted for what, and there's three votes. And it's kind of like three-dimensional tic-tac-toe getting up to the final vote. And so I'll leave that one alone. But I can tell you, somebody that I've known for a long time who showed up to get his finger on the pulse of what was going on, and I appreciated that he did, and that was Al, Dr. Al. And I didn't expect to see him there, but of all, I have to compliment him for this. Of all the seven candidates, there's four Democrats and three Republicans that are running for U.S. representative that are significant candidates on their respective primary ballots. And Al was the only one that made the trip to even, and he sat and he listened to the whole event, and he learned a lot about, I'm sure, River Valley County, what's important here. And I just kind of liked that fact that he made that trip and, listened to everything. And none of the other candidates did that. So I got to compliment him for that. And I'll be probably calling in and asking him a question when he's on in the next hour.
Well, we count on that.
That was pretty important because... That was important because he was the only one that showed up and cared about what's going on here. So I appreciated that. So I just wanted to report that to you.
I will tell you this, Skip. First of all, especially during political season, you major in being involved, and we appreciate the fact that you call in whenever we have a candidate, ask them very polite questions. Really appreciate folks like you who take it all very seriously and want to make sure that people know who they're voting for and why they're voting for them, not just whether it's an R or a D, but to find out more about the people behind who's running.
Well, I like to. Know about people who are going to be representatives and especially jobs that most people don't realize how important they are, like commissioner. That's got a lot of wallop, and it has a lot to, they make a lot of decisions in the commissioner's office every single week that affect everybody's life close to home. And so I'm not smart enough to work up in the ionosphere, but close to home, I'm pretty good about what's going on with local stuff and what people need to be thinking about. So, thank you, Peter, and I'll talk to Al later on. I've got a question for
you. Sounds good. We appreciate that. We're coming up against a break. Phone lines are open and clear at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Whatever you'd like to talk about, give us a call, and we'll put you on open phones. Coming up. Welcome back. This is Talk Back on this Thursday, April 23rd. Let's get right back to open phones. And Rick, thanks for holding, sir. You're on. Please go ahead.
Hey, thank you. I'd like to speak about the comments the Pope's been making. Before I talk about the Pope, though, I would like to talk about where I'm coming from. In the 1970s, I had a family, friends, five of them. They decided to go back to their roots, and they moved back to Israel. About 2 years after they moved there, they were all murdered by terrorists.
Oh, sorry.
I'd like to commemorate their names. Their last name was Warner. There was Tally, was my best friend. Sarita, sister. Marita, sister. Violet, mother. And for some reason, I just cannot. It's been 50 years. I can't remember the father's name.
That's all right.
Tally had contracted polio, which was a rare disease in the 70s. And he was in a wheelchair, and their home was along with other homes in what they call a kibbutz. They were bombed and was like a family of five, like they never existed, except in the minds of the Israeli people. The Israeli people have a way of commemorating and never forgetting. And
they've had plenty of practice. What has happened to the folks from Israel over the years is mind-boggling.
And I've spent a lot of time in my life, a lot of energy, you know, first Encyclopedia Britannica, trying to find out why this stuff happened. Then now we have the internet, and you know, I can search the internet and I can get opinions that are slanted. And I have to admit that my emotions get away with me because they were a good family. They were
They're your friends.
They were kind and gentle people.
Right.
And the Pope, he's made some comments about how we have to try to get along with Islam. Well, I have my opinions on Islam, especially when it comes to Israel and the attacks. There are very few times have Israel ever went on the offensive. Not saying they haven't, but very few times. If people would leave them alone and let them live their life, their culture, the world would be, in that part of the world, would be a much better place. And we have college students, they're protesting from the river to the sea. You know, and you ask them, they don't even know what river they're talking about.
That is a horrible sentiment. I'm sorry. But please go ahead.
They don't even know what river they're talking about. It's just a grabbing on to something like young people will do. And they don't know the reasons behind what the problems are. And the Pope's comments are just beyond a pale for me. He's the Pope. He should be respected, but he's lived in a bubble most of his life. And I've lived in a bubble most of my life, you know, but losing five family friends at a very young age and happen to have your grandmother explain to you, you know, that they're all dead.
Wow.
Is something that's never left me. And anyway, I know I call in and I defend Israel no matter what, and I always will. I always will. And I just wanted to clarify to you and Nick my reasoning, and I wish some of your callers would have an understanding, a personal understanding of why some people grab onto something and they won't let go of it, because
well, it's personal.
Very personal to me.
Right, yeah.
So thank you.
Well, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Do we have time to take another one, Nick?
Probably not.
Okay.
It's a lot for you to talk in, but
yeah.
We only have about a minute left, so I don't want to go to Brad's call right now, and then I have to cut him off. The reason we're doing that is just so everybody knows, we have hard breaks now, so if the show sounds a little different, It's because we literally have to hit these breaks right at the 10-minute mark of every hour so that the affiliates that are taking the show can take it and it sounds smooth. And, you know, because otherwise if, you know, we're talking and we go 2 minutes past a break and then all of a sudden they try to come back, we could be in the middle of a 2-minute conversation or right. they could cut us off with 2 minutes left, whatever it is. So this way it's all organized. But with that, you know, we are going to be having to kind of cut some people off or maybe hold you over to the next break. Or if you're in the middle of something still, maybe we put you on hold and then get to you later. But yeah, we're going to kind of have to be, Peter says, the commercial sheriff. So that's what we're going to try to do. So anyway.
You bet. And so we're going to get Brad and Al coming up right after this quick commercial break. And similar, the phone lines are open, by the way. It's open phones until 9 o'clock this morning. 721-1290 is our number. We are back on Talkback. 721-1290 is our number. Peter Christian here. Nick Christensen taking your phone calls. And boy, the phones were really lighting up for open phones. Brad is next. Brad, good morning. You're on Talkback. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call, and congratulations on going statewide on Wednesday. As you know, I'm a public service commissioner, and what I wanted to talk about was, as you may recall, Puget Sound literally gave 370 megawatts of electricity generation to Northwestern. That was slated by federal process to be rate-based. So it would literally have reduced electricity rates for Northwestern customers by about 50%.
Wow.
Northwestern filed a petition that was granted to not have it be rate-based, but rather be market-based, so that they can supply one data center. And I'm going around. I'm in Missoula. I'm going to go before the county commission here at 10 o'clock and ask them, as I've asked other county commissions and city councils, to write a letter of support for the efforts of myself and Commissioner Pannucci to have FERC reconsider that motion. If we win, we will have the lowest electricity rates in the nation. That will be the greatest economic driver in the state. The amount of discretionary cash that will go back into the economy will be absolutely tremendous. And we will have energy security. If the winter drought continues, and looks like it will, our hydro will underperform. We will have to go to the market to buy. Hmm. And that could easily be $1,000 a megawatt. Right now, I'm screaming about $70. So that can crush the economy, and that extra 370 megawatts could be the difference between people keeping the lights on and businesses staying open. And that's why, on my own time and my own dime, the same with Commissioner Pannucci, we're going around and trying to get support letters, asking them to reconsider so that they realize this is not a formula. This is really affecting real people, and it's a matter of fairness. There's no reason why one data center should get all of it. So I appreciate you allowing me to come online and talk about that.
Our pleasure. Thanks for the call, sir. We appreciate it. Let's move on. Get Al on the line next. Al, good morning. You're on Talkback. Go ahead, please, sir.
Oh, just a couple of quick items here. An earlier call-in person mentioned something about people that are living in tents somewhere in the world and they want to come to the United States. And the USA wants them to go to Africa instead of letting them in here. And I thought the caller said this has been going on for a couple of years.
Well, it was a first for me. I had not heard that.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought it was Dave. Anyway, I thought the caller said that. Maybe I'm wrong, but Trump's only been president, hasn't he, for a year and 3 or 4 months? And if this has been going on per the caller for a couple of years, the previous administration must have instigated this. And we knew who that was, the Democrats, Joe Biden.
Well, that would be, President Biden was in office at that time, yes, sir.
And one last thing, speaking of Joe Biden, did you know that Joe Biden and his wife have adopted 2 new dogs? They're black labs. And, of course, the son, Hunter Biden, he's not about to be outdone on anything.
Oh, no.
He's also adopted a new lab, except his is a meth lab. Thank you, and have a good day.
Ba-dum-ching. Thanks for the call. All right. I guess Andy's up next. Andy, good morning. You are on TalkBack. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about the war. I'm sure quite a few people read the New York Times article about how Bibi and Mossad talked Trump into going to war, and the deep state and the generals were all against it since Bibi had tried to talk other presidents into doing it, but they were smart enough not to take the bait. Let's talk about Israel for a minute. They have genocides going on in Palestine. They're taking land on the East Bank. They're invading Lebanon, and now they're bombing Iran. There's no reason that the United States should have ever got into this war, and all the other presidents were pretty smart not to do this. So I just want people to consider that for a minute, and I do appreciate you taking my call, and I guess that's about all I have to. Oh, one other thing. Iran's holding all the cards in this war. Don't believe anything you hear. Iran's got, all they got to do is survive, and they will survive.
Keep their heads down and wait, right?
That's exactly right. Hey, one other thing I was going to say.
real quickly.
Did you ever think to having this in a, like a catching the big one so I could put a face on all these people? I would love, I'm sure we'd all be respectful of each other and all that. And so did you ever consider that?
You mean having doing this live like at a restaurant for people coming by? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
No.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Hold, go ahead. Go ahead, Nick.
I was just saying, no, yeah, we're going to be staying in the studio, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Put your heads down.
Trust me, the captain and his crew are much more photogenic than Nick and me. So, yeah.
Well, we have very, very expensive equipment here, and especially, we're not hitting the road anytime soon.
I'd love to put a face on all the people that call in.
That would ruin everything. But thanks. thanks for the call. We got time to get one more in. Let's take one more call. Harry, go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Yeah, since I'm real quick here, just on the Israel thing. I understand there's, they've been under attack. People have died, but Israel, they're in the West Bank. The settlers beat American citizen to death, and we haven't heard nothing about it. This was a Palestinian who American who went back to visit, and he was beat to death. There's another American journalist, Palestinian journalist, who was shot by the army there, and nothing. I mean, they're burning down Palestinian Christian churches. You see, there's a picture of if you've seen it, where Israeli soldiers smashing a Jesus crucifix with a sledgehammer. Wow. And so, extremists are bad no matter what side they're on. And unfortunately, they go on, every side has extremists. And that's with Islam. Not all Islamists are Islam. People who follow Islam are bad.
Right.
But there's extremists, and they are dangerous, as is extremist Jews, as extremist Christians. They're all very dangerous because they got their mindset, they're right, they got to teach the world that they're right.
Dave, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
That was Harry.
Oh, I'm sorry, Harry. We're going to come right back with Dave when we come back from the break. 721-1290 is our number, and this is TalkBack on this Thursday, April 23rd. Stay with us. Welcome back. This is TalkBack, last segment of Open Phones, and we would love to hear from you, whatever might be on your mind for the next 6 minutes or so. Dave is up next. Dave, good morning, sir. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please.
Yes, first about the camps. Yes, it did start under under Biden, but two wrongs don't make a right. They should be brought. They should be brought in and brought into this country. About Israel, Israeli lives are not more important than Palestinian lives. They're all important, and to say that somehow one is more valuable than the other is wrong. Israel right now at the moment wants to occupy northern Lebanon, and you know, they say that they need that buffer zone. They're tearing down towns, and they're moving the people, pushing them out, pushing them north, so they can have this big buffer zone.
So you mean southern Lebanon?
Southern Lebanon, excuse me.
Yeah, that's okay. Go ahead, please.
Okay, and then some of the people in Israeli government want then to turn that into part of Israel.
To annex it, maybe, somehow.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
And then if the people in Lebanon who got displaced with their homes object to it and start causing troubles, then Israel is probably going to need a buffer zone for their buffer zone. So, I mean, that's kind of the process. And what bothers me about it all is that, you know, it's been 40 years since Lebanese and Israelis sat down and talked and worked on a peace deal. And that's just too long. I mean, we should, peace is, you know, talking, compromise, that's where true peace happens. Revenge is always, if revenge is your attitude, they killed us, so we kill them, that doesn't solve anything.
It's a never-ending cycle.
Right, exactly. I hate them, so they killed us, so we're going to go after them. It's just not a solution for peace.
All right, Dave, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Yep.
721-1290 is our number. Phone lines are still open. We have 3 or 4 minutes left in this time of open phones. And then, again, I want to remind you that Dr. Al Olszewski is a Republican candidate for the Montana Western District U.S. House seat. He is going to be with us from 9 to 10 taking your phone calls, and he's going to be here in the studio talking with you. But right now, we do have time to get a few more phone calls in at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. So if there's something on your mind that we haven't covered yet with open phones, please feel free to do that. I just want to let you know, in case you haven't heard, a big storm system may be headed our way, especially if you're headed west over I-90. So be careful if you're headed that direction. Let's get Tony on the line. Tony, good morning. We got about 3 minutes, sir. Go ahead.
Good morning, Peter. It's Tony. I just can't get over how these people are taking Iran's side. The fellow who said, the five or six presidents that didn't do anything with regards to Iran, they were right and the president was wrong because Israeli talked them into it. That is so ridiculous. What has happened is President Trump sees what's going on. Don't they see that Iran has lied? First of all, that they were even building a nuclear weapon. Second of all, that they didn't have missiles that went any further than 1,800 miles. It's been proven that they could hit most of the capitals in Europe now, and they've been saying death to Israeli, death to the U.S. I mean, what else do they need? They just have this hatred for, this unfounded hatred for our president, who has never done anything that the New York Times, and he quoted the New York Times, anybody that reads that right now, it's just unreal because they've lied so many times. They've been caught in lies. And with the media being liberal and most of the big papers being liberal, you don't stand a chance for Republicans in getting their word out. And these people are duped. And sorry, God bless President Trump. He's got the courage to go over and take care of these people before we see a nuke heading towards New York.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. And
All right.
Thank you for the call. We have about a minute and a half left. We have time to get some more calls in, do you think, Nick?
We don't have a caller.
Okay.
So it'd be kind of impossible to take a call without a caller.
But I just want to let you know that in the next hour, ladies and gentlemen, in the 9 o'clock hour, Dr. Al Olszewski is going to be joining us here in the studio this morning. He's a Republican candidate for the Montana Western District U.S. House seat. And he's running against Aaron Flint in the Republican primary. So it's going to be great to talk with Dr. Al. And, of course, he will be taking your phone calls at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. 800-668-5309. So, you know, it's political season. It's all getting going, and so we need to. Of course, Nick is doing everything possible to get as many candidates here into the studio or on the phone as possible.
I have Russ Cleveland scheduled. I have Ryan Bussey scheduled. Obviously, they're on the Democrat side.
Right.
I have Christy Jacobson, Aaron Flint, Dr. Al scheduled. I did send an email to Bodner's people yesterday. We'll see if I hear back from them because we'd love to get him on as well. Obviously, we had David Sanders yesterday with the PSC. I know other people are running for the PSC if they want to come join us. May calendar is filling up super fast, so we're going to have a lot of people on.
That is one of the things that Nick does very, very well, is to make sure that you, our listeners, we have a very large listenership, both online and of course, on the radio, that you guys have a chance to call in and ask your questions of the people who want to represent you in whatever office it might be, whether it's Congress or, you know, the Senate or whatever it might be. We try to get them all on, and of course, they're all willing to take phone calls because you are their constituency. So anyway, we're going to come right back after the top of the hour, and we'll be talking with Dr. Al Oshefsky, Republican candidate for the Montana Western District U.S. House seat. So stay with us. Welcome back to Talk Back, everybody. It is hour number two. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Our guest.
Oh, yes. Dr. Al, come on in. Welcome back, everybody. It's hour number two of Talk Back. Talk Back this morning is brought to you by our friends at Y-West Storage, secure, flexible self-storage in Missoula. Reserve your unit today by calling 510-0590. Quality Seamless Gutters, expert gutter installation and repair. Call Quality Seamless Gutters for a free quote, 728-4002. Bruckner's Truck and Equipment, heavy-duty truck sales, parts and service. Call 406-541-9097. Busy Bees Cleaning Service, Commercial Cleaning Trust. For a free estimate, call 550-3219. And by Gomer's Diesel Incorporated, diesel repair, parts, and service at Missoula. Call 728-7620 today. Well, good morning once again, everyone. Peter Christian here, Mr. Nick Christensen over there, taking your calls, producing Talkback this morning. And it is an honor and a privilege to have with us Dr. Al Oshefsky here in the studio. How are you?
Good morning, Peter. Good morning, Montana. Hey, I'm doing great right here in Missoula. The weather report is that you can see bits and pieces of blue sky through the clouds, but up in the Flathead Valley, they've got 3 inches of snow.
Wow. We'll take what we got. Thank you very much.
There you go. All springtime.
Right. So Dr. Al Oshefsky is joining us here in the studio. He's a Republican candidate for Montana's Western District U.S. House seat. And so here we go. I know one of the things you love talking politics, but you're not just talking about it. You're doing something about it.
Right. Again, it's we're in the action mode here. We have an open seat here for Montana District 1 in 2022 when this district and the seat was first opened. I did run against our current congressman, and we took it to too close to call. If you recall, it took 3 days to hand count in Lincoln County to decide who won, and Ryan won with 1,600 votes when it was all done, and now we're here to finish the job.
All right. So tell us a little bit, for those who don't know you, we've had you on the show before. You're a very larger-than-life figure, really, in Montana politics. And so tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, again, a boy born and raised in Great Falls, Montana.
Right.
Family, grandparents, great-grandparents were miners, ranchers and farmers in central Montana on a high line. Again, that homestead family said, honor your family and serve your community. So that theme has been my life. After college, went to the Air Force. I was in the United States Air Force as a flight surgeon and as an orthopedic surgeon doing rapid mobility trauma. Came back after that, came home to raise our four kids, my wife and I, so they were not just yellow roses of Texas, but they would be Montanans. And so they've joined 4-H. I have horses, dogs, and cats. And 29 years later, I now have grandkids in the valley.
Wow.
And we're spoiled as grandparents because all six kids are within 15 minutes of the house.
Oh, you are a lucky man, let me tell you.
Yeah. Well, again, and then you're talking, I come from a large farming family, so I have over 50 cousins Most of them living in Montana. And one cousin from Glasgow caught me at the state fair with a couple other cousins. And he said, you know, Al Olszewski is the only cousin that I would know that would spend thousands of dollars teaching Montana how to pronounce Olszewski.
Well, you know, when that's your name... and you're running for office, knowing how to say it is something that, first of all, every newscaster needs to know, and everybody who's going to interview you is going to need to know. So thank you for sharing it and letting us know exactly how we do it.
There you go.
So anyway, we're coming up against our first break, and when we come back, Skip has a question for you. He's almost always first in line to talk with our political candidates, so we're going to take a quick commercial break here. By the way, all of our other phone lines are open. If you would like to talk with Dr. Al Olszewski, Republican candidate for the Western District U.S. House seat that is currently Ryan Zinke stepping down, and so Dr. Al is going to be trying to take up that mantle. So there you go. We're going to come right back. 721-1290 is our number, 1-800-568-5309. We're coming right back after this brief timeout. Stay with us. Welcome back to Talk Back. 721-1290 is our number. Peter Christian here, Nick Christensen taking your phone calls. Honored to have Dr. Al Olszewski joining us here in the studio this morning. He's running for the Western District U.S. House seat, Republican candidate, and folks are waiting to talk with you. So let's get to our constituency and say good morning to Skip. Hey, Skip, good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning, and thank you, Peter, and good morning, Dr. Al. I told Peter how I thought it was pretty good of you to make the trip down and see our candidates forum last night at the fairgrounds and kind of drink up all the issues that.
I was going to say, careful, drink up. Yeah, be careful. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
You know, can I tell you? And yeah, I wish there were refreshments there. Somebody could have had some kind of refreshments, but that's okay. Anyway, you and I had a nice conversation about a few things that are important in this part of the district that you're running for, and always having to do with our national forest, which in the Valley County is like more than 70% of the land mass of our county. And something that our Commissioner Chilcott, who has always got his thumb on the pulse of these things, he had brought up, and I thought was pretty important. And it had nothing to do with the Sheep Creek Mine or anything having to do with what our National Forest Service is doing and a lot of delicate issues there. But it had to do with the 17 different dams that we have on the west side of our valley here that are actually embedded into the wilderness behind the wilderness boundary. And they need repair. They were built in the early 1900s. It was a wonderful system of dams that helps us with our irrigation water and controlling all the water that so we can better use it. But it's up on the west side that comes down to irrigate properties. But at the same time, when these things are aging the way that they are, we need to figure out how to handle it so that they remain as useful and significant as they have been. And so if you were to be a U.S. congressman, what kind of things in that job could you do to help us get things like that fixed? Probably having to do with boundary adjustments or whatever. What kind of legislation could we build
right
with maybe more significant things to make something good happen?
Sounds good.
Well, hey, thanks, Skip. Hey, I'll tell you this is a federal issue, and yes. The federal government screwed up again when they created their wilderness boundaries because they placed man-made earthen dams in the wilderness area, knowing that that impact is not truly wilderness area. So we need to adjust those boundaries. We need to do it in a way such that the federal government, the county, and the state has access to those earthen dams. Because currently right now, if you need to go fix this dam, you got to take a mule pack or a horse pack dams that way. You're going to have to pick in your hand shovel. You can't fix earthen dams that way. You're going to have to bring in heavy equipment, just like they used heavy equipment to create them. So yes, we need to adjust those boundaries. And while we're at it, we might as well make sure that we release the wilderness study areas that are left in western Montana. We have one down in Beaverhead County that needed to be released, and they should all be released. If they're not wilderness, don't treat them like wilderness. Make them public lands that we can use, have a balanced...
We have Harry standing by. Harry, good morning. You're on with Dr. Al. Now, let's see. We have Harry standing by. Harry, good morning. You're on with Dr. Al. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, good morning, Al. A couple questions. Politics is pretty much the art of compromise. At least that's what it's supposed to be. I know being a legislator in a state that has a majority or even a super majority, you don't have to compromise very much because you got the votes. But if you get back into the D.C., it's going to be a slim margin one way or the other. So can you compromise, or are you going to so die hard that it's all about fighting? And the second question is on about Social Security. They know it. We all know it's a way of fixing it. I know they keep saying fraud and abuse, but that only... What is your way of fixing it? I know they keep saying fraud and abuse, but that only covers so much. There has to be more than just getting rid of fraud and abuse. So what do you have in mind of fixing the Social Security?
So what we have, Henry, so the first question
Harry.
Is...
Harry, Harry.
Or Harry. I'm sorry, Harry. For the record, Harry. Harry, campaigning and governing are two different aspects. And the truth is that once you're done with the campaign, we need to move into the governing component. And that requires sharing story. It requires actively listening, not only across the aisle to the Democrats or to the independents, but also within our own party. We have a divide within our party because we are just passionate and have our own opinions. So you have to find common ground. You need to do that through actively communicating, not yelling at each other. And I've proven that. I've done that now for over 6 years as a state legislator. I am the only one that has actual state legislation or any legislative experience in the Republican and the Democrat Party. Now, one of my opponents in the Republican Party says that as a aide to a previous congressman or to a senator, that he is that he took votes for Senator Conrad Burns. And I don't think so. I don't think he has a voting record. If he does, he should show his voting record like he should his DD Form 214. So and then on the other one, on Social Security, you know what? We need we need to make sure that we watch how that money's coming out of the bank account. It needs to be invested in a way that that it actually can be can make its own profit, and we can live out and increase the dividends or the base of the principal through that way. We are watching that our people, as the number of retirees versus actual workers has changed in ratio, it's become an issue. And so it's complex. I'm willing to listen across the aisle, and we're going to have to see what that means. I don't want to raise your Social Security income tax, but and also I think that the next generation, the new generation, needs to look at how this has worked, and they need to have an option if they want to put their money into a more aggressive account, just like our 401ks that we have, and we get to decide, do we want to be very safe or do we want to be aggressive and have some risk?
And we are
going
coming on. Thank you for the call. We appreciate that, Harry. And by the way, the phone lines are open at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. If you have a question for Dr. Al, that's why he's here. So pick up the phone, give us a call. This gentleman wants to be in Congress to represent you. So we'll be right back after this quick timeout. Hey, we're back on TalkBack talking with Dr. Alashevsky. And one of the things we were just talking about momentarily, just a second ago, was some of the things that have been thrown at you, kind of surprising from your own party. So if you wouldn't mind sharing what in the world's going on with you and your fellow Republicans.
You know, it's really well said. If you just go to the newspaper, our current congressman has said that he is going to do everything possible to ensure that that Aaron Flint wins this seat. And that has included being thrown at me that I am a scalawag. I am a pathological liar. I'm a grifter. I'm a person who exaggerates his military career to the point it's stolen valor.
Wow.
That was put out as a hit piece, as an opinion, a letter to the editor. And it really it did what it did successfully at the end of the 2022 campaign. It it made people be concerned, put doubt into who Dr. Alyosheski is. And it's all false. And let's go right to the one that hurts the most as a veteran, is that you know, being accused of stolen valor. You know, that's akin to treason as far as veterans are concerned. You know, my DD Form 214, my honorable discharge papers, are less than one long, and they've been released publicly. Yes, I did redact my Social Security number, as any veteran should if they release their DD Form 214. But otherwise, it's unredacted. And then the Montana Veteran Association did an investigation on my my papers, dealt with getting information from officers and pilots that I worked with, and then looked at what I've said publicly, and have said Dr. Alyosheski is a man of valor. And has not done stolen valor. He's been honest about his career. He's not a combat veteran. He is a physician who's fixed people who have been broken in war, or whether acutely or years later. And there is no stolen valor. So we've got that. I've challenged not only my current congressman, your current congressman, that now it's his turn to release his DD Form 214 unredacted, except for your Social Security number, sir. And why not Aaron Flint, who is saying that he's worked with the Special Forces or has been in the Special Forces as an operator. And we should trust but verify. And now with all of this scandalous disparagement, it's time for us. It's not only, transparency is important, but we need to, it's our duty to be transparent and show, if you're going to brag about it, you need to prove it.
Let's get right back to the phone. Say good morning to Brad. Brad, good morning. You're on with Dr. Alyosheski. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for letting me on, Peter. I just wanted to say that I've worked with Dr. Al on a couple of issues that the people should, I think, take into account. When I was working to cap Montana property taxes, to take it from appraised value, so you're actually paying on unrealized cash, throw that in. The other thing is that he actually admitted people should throw that in. The other thing is that he actually admitted he was wrong on an issue that he voted on in the Senate. And he joined me for 6 years in trying to allow disabled people, about a third of which would have been disabled veterans, to be able to hunt on public lands during archery season with modified equipment. I wasn't successful. He wasn't successful. But he drove to Helena. He gave a passionate speech. He talked as an orthopedic surgeon. This is necessary. It's right. It's the right thing to do. And I don't hear anybody talking about these little things. They want to talk about these national issues. And I thought that this goes to the man's character, and I thought I'd throw it in.
Thanks for the call. Your response.
Well, thanks, Commissioner. I appreciate the kind words. And that's what governing is all about. You know, you do the best you can with the information you have, and you have to make decisions. As you get more information, such as when we're dealing with people with disabilities trying to hunt here in Montana and have that freedom to do so, you need to be able to use that additional information and be willing and humble enough to change your position. And I did. I did with Commissioner Molnar and a number of disabled hunters that really said, look, we need that access to our public lands and our private lands, and we want to enjoy hunting to the same degree that able-bodied people can.
Yeah, let's get Andy on. Andy, good morning. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call, gentlemen. Regarding the dams in the Bitterroot, a number of years ago, I don't recall if it was on Tin Cup Dam or Mill Creek, but one of them certainly needed some work, and there was some sort of exemption where they did fly helicopters in there and some somewhat heavy equipment. So couldn't we, instead of redrawing the boundaries, just make some exceptions to the wilderness bill for those pre-existing structures. And then another point I wanted to mention, you had mentioned the wilderness study areas. And just this morning I heard on Montana Public Radio how overwhelming the support is for the wilderness areas. So I think you're a little off base with the constituents regarding wilderness areas. And also in the same article on MTPR, they mentioned strong support for keeping the federal lands federal.
Got it.
And I know the Montana GOP is trying to get it into state hands.
Thanks for the call. We're going to come right back, and Dr. Al will address those issues when we come back from the break right after this, 721-1290. We are back. This is Talk Back. Phone lines are open, by the way, for Dr. Al Olszewski, candidate. He's a Republican candidate for the Montana Western District U.S. House seat. And we'd love to hear from you if you have a question or a comment. It's 721-1290. But the last caller had some interesting points, and you wanted to address them. Please go ahead.
Certainly. Okay. You know, Andy pointed out that there was an exception made to wilderness rules to fly in heavy equipment. I don't know that information, but I'm assuming it wasn't easy to get that exception and that it took a lot of time. You know, I think that changing the boundaries, even though it may be very difficult, is going to be easier than trying to change the Wilderness Act that allows exemption for heavy equipment for certain, you know, to be flown in or drove in or using wheeled vehicles into wilderness. Because once you do that, Andy, it's no longer a wilderness. You know, look, just remember that. I know that people like to use the wilderness status or designation to try to minimize the use of that area. But the truth is that earthen dam is not wilderness. Wilderness studied areas would have been wilderness if they qualified for wilderness 50 to 60 years ago. They're not. And that designation, that study designation is just delaying the inevitable is that is multiple use lands, and it should be open to all Americans, not just to those that can put on a backpack and are willing to sleep, you know, in a tent and eat freeze-dried food. And as a Montanan, we do have plenty of federal lands that we can have balanced use for everybody who can recreate. They can use it for agriculture. We should be using it and unlocking our treasure of our timber so we can become the treasure estate again. And then finally, you talked about public lands. And yes, look, it doesn't matter who we the people own that land. Ultimately, it is us. Who has got the designation of a title to it, whether it's the federal government, the state government, local government, it shouldn't matter. What we need to do is manage it locally. And anything that is, if there's a lawsuit, it should be local, not done somewhere where people don't even know where Montana is in relationship to California and the Canadian border.
Now, I wanted to ask you, with all that in mind, what kind of issues are people talking to you about the wilderness? Because there are a lot of folks out there, especially who live here in western Montana, mm-hmm. who are the wilderness is it. And they want to do everything they can to try to preserve it and defend it, even though more and more people are moving into this area.
Yeah, specifically, let's talk about wilderness. I hope that Andy's been into the wilderness. I am privileged to be able to call the Bob Marshall Wilderness my backyard.
Wow.
And have been in there. And I've been in there before apex predators were protected and were released, as in the Arctic gray wolf. And I've been in there after that has happened. And I will tell you, the last time I was up over on the North Fork of the Sun River, I saw maybe three deer in a week's time frame where we went in backpacking and took horses. I saw a black wolf in the middle of the day on the trail going down to Rock Creek.
Wow.
And disappeared. But I did not see elk. I did not see other wildlife that I normally see in my backyard. And I live in outside of Kalispell. So what I do know, and I appreciate that we need to delist the grizzly bears. We need to make sure that we hold the federal government accountable to managing our wolf populations. You know, we are told that the adequate manageable population for Western Montana is about 400 wolves. We know that the wolf count is 1,200.
Wow.
And so our current management style is not working. We have to get smarter and we have to do a better job.
Yeah. When it comes to, you know, wild animals do what wild animals do in the wilderness. And one of the things they do is they procreate, you know, and they... Yeah, they grow beyond what we have set for their boundaries.
Right, and let's just call it out as well. You know, the federal government has screwed up Western Montana through the Wildlife Service. I mean, look, they put Micey's shrimp up in the upper mountain lakes, saying it was going to be good for the salmon and the bull trout, and it wasn't. It destroyed our bull trout population.
Wow.
It destroyed our salmon population in the Flathead Lake throughout the area of northwest Montana. Now they introduce an invasive species of wolf that destroyed our native species, because the native species is the timber wolf. And it was elusive. But I saw them when I was younger, hiking in the wilderness, and they're gone. Because why? Because this very strong Arctic gray wolf has destroyed and eliminated and exterminated our native species. Look, the Arctic gray wolf is not a native wolf. It is like, it's like thistle and knapweed to our flora of Western Montana. We need to remove them and then repopulate Western Montana with the timber wolf.
All right, there you go. Well, we're going to come right back after a quick timeout. We have Jeff and Steve both standing by to visit with you. By the way, our phone lines are open for Dr. Al Oshefsky, Republican candidate for Montana's Western District U.S. House seat. And he is running for that. And we would love to have calls from you at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Stay with us. We're going to come right back after this quick timeout here on TalkBack. Hey, we're back on TalkBack. 721-1290 is the number, and our guest here in the studio, Dr. Al Oshefsky. Folks are lined up to talk with you, sir, and the first is Jeff. Jeff, good morning. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Dr. Al, the voters pal. Good to hear you on the radio.
Thanks, Jeff.
I have a special place in my heart for flight surgeons. One of my heroes is a... It was our command surgeon, a flight surgeon named Leonard Johnson. I don't know if you ever knew him. He was down in San Antonio in the 80s.
Didn't have the opportunity, sir.
Okay. I won't go into why he's one of my heroes, but he's the one who made me really, really appreciate flight surgeons. And there's two things I think that questions I'd like you to answer. First of all, kind of touched on it a bit, but there's been a lot of straw men set up about if the state ever takes any sort of stewardship of federal lands, that they're going to put them up for sale and sell them off to the private individuals. And right now with the state land board, we don't do that with state lands. I've asked multiple times various members of the land board, and to a person, they've always said that no way do we want to take public lands out of public hands.
Right.
It's just that the state can do a better job of managing these federal lands in our state than the state can. And you elicited that a couple of times, and I thought maybe you could expand on that. And then also, I think it's useful. I know that I'm going to vote for you, but what this thing, if you can come up with one or two things that distinguishes you from your competition, and that would be a reason why people should vote for you.
Okay. Thanks. Well, thank you, Jeff. As we talk about public lands, I get that fear. That's a fear put into us by progressives that, heaven forbid, the land has to stay with the federal government. But, you know, public lands are not going down. Actually, acreage of public lands are going up because the federal government and state governments have been buying private land and competing against farmers and ranchers and making it public, but not full access for us. If people are worried about public lands being given away or sold to private parties, why don't they look at the CSKT Water Compact? At this time, we are now 5 years into that compact, and that compact by the federal government, by our own Steve Daines, is giving a third party 36,808 acres of federal public land to the tribe. Where's the indignation? Where's the protest that our public lands, federal lands, are going to be giving to that degree of a land to a private or a third party of 5,000 people? And I'm going to tell you, if you're a hunter, or you fish, you are going to lose access to those federal lands here in Montana, plain and simple. Where's the outrage? I don't hear it.
What was the purpose of that?
You know, the intent is to replace or to the land that is private within the boundaries of the original CSKT reservation, which was sold privately to the people that own the private land within those boundaries.
Okay. Let's get another call in. This is Steve. Steve, good morning. You're on with Dr. Al. Go ahead.
Hey, Dr. Al. You know, I want to vote for you, man. I really do, because it's clear the fix was in, obviously, with your competition and the real fix that took place with Daines. However, you know, as an able-bodied person, who's a little maybe younger than the average caller here, when you start talking about, you know, the delisting is probably the wrong word, but the removal of wilderness areas and stuff, you lose a lot of folks here who see their ability to access private lands to hunt on shrinking every day, you know, who see new no trespassing signs on properties they've always hunted on, red spray paint everywhere, you know, by private landowners blocking people out, you know, places all around that seem more focused on greed and protection of the animals on their property and protecting them as their own rather than trying to share. And so you lose a lot of people like me when you talk about that, because I'm a guy who's, I've hiked clear across the Bob Marshall. And I agree with you, by the way, on the wolves and the bears, and 100% agree we need to delist them. But I don't agree where you say we ought to, you know, put lands into the hands of the state. I don't trust the state. I don't trust the federal government either, by the way. Has been made clear they want to sell it to, just like we saw in Las Vegas with the BLM sales and stuff like that, or the guy from Utah, you know, Mike Lee, trying to get rid of it for some unknown reason. But, you know, I mean, just last spring over Memorial Day, you know, I hiked the length of the Selway. Year prior to that, I hunted a real big portion of the CDT that goes right through some wilderness areas on the Idaho border down south by Dillon. You know, these places, man, I'll tell you, I really hope that my kids one day can have those same experiences and not an experience where they come down a trail and see a guy on a KTM motorcycle ripping up the trail, you know, being loud, obnoxious, you know, hearing a snowmobiler when they're out there trying to muzzle load, hunt elk with their muzzle loader. You know, it's okay, man, that there are places that don't have, you know, as much human impact. We come from a place that used to be wilderness,
right,
in total, before we showed up. And now it's just disappearing at every turn as people try to create their own private Idaho here, man, and block people out,
right,
left, right, and center. Right.
So,
I'm not part of the landed gentry, you know, that has 600, you know, has a subsection or a section of land to hunt on. I rely on public lands. My kids do. And yep. So when you talk about this stuff, you lose young voters like me that want to vote for you. And frankly, we're the people that got people like Trump elected overall in this country. And, like, that's a prime example of somebody who had the momentum of young voters who's now lost them for probably forever because of the giant bait and switch on no new wars and, you know, lowering the debt and things like that that clearly he doesn't give a shit about.
All right. Thanks for the call. 721-1290 is our number, 1-800-568-5309. Again, our guest here in the studio, Dr. Al Oshefsky, Republican candidate for the Montana Western District U.S. House seat. And so we're going to continue. We'll have you respond to that individual when we come back from the break, which is coming up in just a moment. Again, the phone, and we have Clancy also waiting on the phone. 721-1290 is our number, 1-800-568-5309. 568-5309. Talkback continues. Okay, we are back on Talkback. 721-1290 is our number. Shall we? Did you have anything else you wanted to say to our tour?
Well, I guess in a heartbeat. Yeah. That was passionate, and I agree with it. I'm a hunter on public lands. You know, 52 years hunting here on public lands. That means one elk in 52 years.
Wow.
Many deer, but many years nothing if you hunt on public lands. That's part of the tradition. The fact is we want to keep our wilderness. I want to see it with abundant wildlife like it used to be. And again, public lands, we need to, as people, it belongs to us. If the land is accessible, we need to know where those access points are. It needs to be open and transparent. There should be one site where the federal government can tell you in any state how you access a certain piece of property. We have the capabilities. Let's do that. And if people illegally block off access, if they do stuff that the land is supposed to be open to the public, then they should be held accountable for that.
And also, the people who are trying to access that area need to be vocal about, hey, this is supposed to be open, and say something, right? Because if you just, get mad and go home, then no one's going to know.
Right. And again, not all public lands are open to public access. You cannot go onto a military reservation. You cannot go onto an Indian reservation and hunt and fish anywhere you want.
Right.
There are many public lands that are special purpose, and unfortunately, because of that, we don't have access.
Let's get Clancy on the line for a quick comment or a question. Go ahead, Clancy, please.
Good morning, Dr. Al. Welcome to Missoula.
Thank you, Clancy.
So I'm in my mid-70s, and in my first 60 years of life, I got my medical services from an independent practitioner. And it seemed to be pretty reasonable during those times, but in the last 15 years or since Obamacare came in, it seems like the only doctors you can see are either work for a hospital or a big clinic. I'll call them corporate doctors. And it seems to have gotten very expensive. What is the issue that there's no independent practitioners anymore that you can get service from?
Good question. Thanks for the call.
Clancy, what happened is that the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act that was championed by President Obama has created winners and losers. And the winners are insurance companies, big pharmacies, and hospital networks, not an individual hospital. You have to be a big corporate hospital. If you're a small rural or frontier hospital, you didn't get treated as well. And the financial incentives are such that it created that the hospitals get paid handsomely to take independent physicians' practices and buy them up or compete with them. And so what we first have to do is we need to change the financial incentives that doesn't favor the insurance companies where they provide insurance, but nobody uses it because they deduct so high. So all the premium is a profit, right? We got to say the same thing with pharmacies. We can't have pharmacy benefit managers and pushing for a drug that costs $40,000, but only takes $900 to make because they can, right? This is what the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act did. It created winners and losers, and those at the very top have gotten paid for or have been profiting. And those that the healthcare is supposed to treat, which is the patient, has been the loser.
We've got about 2.5 minutes, Dr. Al, for you to explain to the folks why they should elect you to Congress in the upcoming primary.
Okay. So again, this is, I think Jeff mentioned this too. What are the things? Well, number one, I know you. I'm the perennial grassroots candidate, which means that I'm here to be brought to the dance of being your federal representative by you and you alone. I am not bought out by the special interest. I am not backed by PAC money of millions and millions of dollars. And because if that's the person, that's who you dance with, then that's who you're going to vote for. And I'm not that person. I'm your person. Number two, I've lived here. I've raised my family here. I'm the only one who's been here and lived in this Western District for greater than 1 year. Can you imagine that? One person still lives in Helena. Wow. And you're seeing that she's not even on the campaign trail. So the way we campaign is the way we're probably going to govern. And she's absent. She's absolutely absent in this process, and that's not the kind of congressperson you want. So, and then number three, I've proven that my focus is on the people here of Montana. I believe that, you know, look, we're a republic. That's what Benjamin Franklin said. If we're a republic, if we can keep it. And George Washington defined a republic as a form of government that has constitutional laws, unity, and the consent of the people to freely elect their representatives. You know, we watched a very deceitful, clever way of trying to eliminate competition in our election process. That's not what's supposed to happen in a republic. That goes against a republic. And I've read the U.S. Constitution, and it doesn't say that our federal electors in Washington, D.C. gets to select the successors and that we vote to consent. That's wrong. So if you want a republic, vote for a candidate that is freely electable and belongs to you, is not beholden to Washington, D.C. It's time to choose.
All right, real quickly, contact information, how we can support you.
Yeah, alformontana, alformontana.com. Donate button there. You get some information. Check us out. You know, there's a couple candidates we're running around. We're trying to earn your vote. And I want to be your next representative freely elected.
Thanks so much for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Peter. Thanks, Nick.
Best of luck to you. Okay, Mr. Nick, as we look forward to Friday, we're having 2 hours, right?
Yeah, 2 hours. We're open phones from 8 to 9, and then from 9 to 10, we will have City Talk.
All right, so it's just that easy, ladies and gentlemen.